Hi, this is Nina, and you're listening to Nerd Out Space, the best place to learn a bunch of things you didn't really care for until you heard my enthusiasm. Now you're so glad, because it was worth it, wasn't it, Chief? So, a bunch of you listened to my first episode on the Nerdcore Music Rant about Schwabody, Connor, and Rustage, which made me extremely happy, especially when I heard both Connor and Schwabody took the time to listen as well. I probably can't recreate the excited pterodactyl noises I made right then and there, just to protect your dear eardrums, but you better believe it was a lot. Yeah, a lot. Thank you guys, all of you. It means the world. Also, I'd like to publicly congratulate Rustage on reaching 1 million subs on YouTube. That man just cannot be stopped at this point, can he? Hopefully now he'll take the time to rest, just as he deserves for all the hard work he does. Many of the creators made a song for him, and it's so incredibly precious and wholesome and pure. I stan, and you already know it. There goes a little taste for you. Even though it's so to hear you really want to let the beat drop. Well, I'll be standing right here outside the airlock. Keep holding tight and just look what's behind you. Don't lose the fight, just wait till we all find you. Don't stand alone, stick together like a flock. I'm standing right by you outside the airlock. I would also like to congratulate Chowdo and the UK Trio for going on tour. Finally, you guys, you really deserve it, so enjoy it, bar the hell out, and someone please snap a few photos or videos for us poor Slavs. We're really suffering when we see all the advertisement going on, knowing full well that we cannot go, so someone please take the mercy on us. In today's episode of Nerd Out Space, I'd like to focus on another group that I completely made up this time, according to my liking, and I think it's a pocket worth investing your time into. It's about people with loads and loads of talent and potential who sadly don't get even half of the amount of recognition and praise they deserve, or at least in my opinion, for the uniqueness they possess. So, folks, you guessed it, it's underrated talent time. Together, we have learned about what nerdcore music actually is and about some of the pillars holding the community up these days. But there are many, many more smaller and other artists that deserve the love just as much. And some are also particularly excited to hear what I have to say, so why not just jump in? Our first candidate on the list of underrated unique talents is, if you follow all the bullshit I said on Twitch and the whole internet, our one and only Bro Tiny. Sorry, what? Oh, it's Breton Boy. Oh, okay. Yeah, so sorry. Totally got that mixed up. By accident, for sure. So sorry. My bad. Breton has been using the platform to perform for a long time now, and his audience has yet to kick off, which is why I consider him currently underrated. In the recent months, it seems like he has found this new package of confidence and wears it as proudly as my elementary teacher used to wear plastic headbands for chokers. With zero shame. And to be fair, we love it that way.
Okay, I walk my walk and I talk my talk, yeah. Playing games with me and you will get washed, yeah. Man, you ain't no boss, you ain't on my skill level. You ain't on my skill level, you ain't on my skill level. Okay, I walk my walk and I talk my talk, yeah. Playing games with me and you will get washed, yeah. Man, you ain't no boss, you ain't on my skill level. You ain't on my skill level, you ain't on my skill level.
This is a quick shout out to Shiro Beats. You know what you're doing, don't you? You just want to enchant me, so I forever bob my head to your beats. I see you, and I stan. I'm pretty sure that Skill Level by Breton Boy featuring Connor Quest was one of the very first songs I came across by him. And mind you, I don't really care that you hate on Sword Art Online. You know, if you want to hear more on why, you can go listen to my previous episode on Guilty Pleasures. I will not be going into this right now. But to be fair, before, when I only knew Breton from some of his earlier features, when I didn't know any of his, like, his actual songs, I wasn't completely sold on his style. I can't really tell why. I think it's because I wasn't really familiar with rap and I didn't know all the different like styles and flows and stuff that people can do. So I couldn't really appreciate his very unique voice and flow, because I think there is something very, very special to his voice that I am a little unable to pinpoint, but that I, over time, really began to look forward and enjoy in his songs. For example, you know, his flow is a little slower, it's very like chill, but at the same time, it has this kind of attitude of you can sit with us, kind of assured, you know, and we love to see it. Even when I was in preparation for this episode, I took a good and long listen to some Breton's older and also more recent songs, and the improvement was just, wow, like so, so apparent. I can't even begin to explain that. Honestly, Breton, if you ever hear this, just know that I really appreciate the way that you level up and the way that you always are looking forward to the things that you want to become.
Silva, what the heck is this?
Hey, 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 yeah, I'm back, baby.
It's Brian.
You mad loud for sitting there in the background. Me and my team, and we send it back round. So bow down or leave the stage if you gon' act out. I don't give your time to shine, but I'm back now. So who gon' test me? Pop your party, no confetti. Blue on hand out, Europe messy. Ain't nobody who can go against me. Yeah, told them all I'm here to be the best. So if I take you off, get mocked and red for trying to be a test. Time to teach them how I'm moving, every drop be in a vet. When the people clip my profile, only time you seem impressed. I progress, you regress, you obsessed, damn. I collect the best, I forget how the rest sound. The music I flex, ain't gon' even make the death jam. At my own wedding, only time I ain't the best man. Yeah, he a demon in the worst way. Shopping get the demon, turn his dream into his worst day. I've been steady scheming, turn my dream into a Thursday. Fuck, well, I'm at potential and they seen it since the first play. They like, oh boy, I hope you bring it down to our level. Our level, make a scout a fizzle, it's a monument. I left several bodies in the door.
This is what I mean when I say that Breton really seems to have found himself, found a new kind of braggadocious, and I just, chef's kiss. I just, yeah, I love that for him. I'm honestly having such a hard time with just picking the right songs and the bits to put to the podcast, because all of it is just so good. I am shook, and I didn't think that this would bring up this kind of existential crisis, but I cannot decide. It is extremely difficult for me. What are you doing, Breton? I remember not hearing from him for a while because, as far as I know, he was on a hiatus, and then he came back with this banger? I don't think so, mister. Now, please excuse me while I violently bob my head to this piece as I finish it, because ain't no way on earth I'm not listening until the end. Okay, I'm back. So sorry for the short break. Maybe a little over the top, but worth it, I promise. To let you in a little more into why I am currently really, really vibing with Breton, I like to present to you Exhibit 2, called Half Hot, Half Cold.
So the rocky flow, where I write, always been cold. You freezing up, better hope that you can rap, cause I'm ready for a clash like I'm trying to be a symbol. Season 1, the fit iced out, just for my leisure. You can tell how rich the kid is, he pulled out a new freezer. You know else it be the chopper way it sing when I let it go. It's ironic how they frozen when I came through with the heater. Now that things are heating up, you can say that I thought it out. Been endeavoring to lead, I've been fiending just for the clouds. So my future bringing heat, how Rikoshi, he draw it out. Just remember you ain't sleeping for opening up your mouth, kid. You're gone, know my name, better stay up in your lane. Keep the heater on my side, I'm icy, cold straight to the veins. I be half hot, half cold, feeling like I'm total rookie.
See? As I say this, I kind of imagine myself as this really irritated SpongeBob meme, because I need you to pay attention. Like, are you seeing and hearing this? This dude really just went and did a flow I've never heard before. And he did it with such ease too. Like, it didn't even cost him anything. And I'm pissed because I didn't think it would be like this freaking good. Stop it, Breton. Really, stop it. This isn't fair, to be honest. You cannot just jump on a track and make me want to take someone's head off Gojo style. Uh-uh. I cannot go to jail because of you. You get that? Thank you.
dojo. Punching my punches like I hit the dojo. Heaving a pop to the top of my op. He gon' rock up his block. Have him looking like Jogo. Been instrumental, I've been virtuoso. Star in the war, I can handle them solo. That's why they keeping me out of the game. Why they got inside this people, what I say. Too many snakes in the grass, where they venomous. Good thing I know how to spot where the venom is. I could blow up your whole world in a second, man. Y'all are just lucky I got a good temperament. You want the heat, then I turn up the temp again. Catch that boy lacking, I'll show him what pressure is. Show off my power in certain percentages. Trust me, yo, don't really want to see the rest of this. Too many guys try to test me over my career, like the title don't say I rap. Too many guys try to test me over my career, like I don't double triple that stats. Too many guys try to test me over my career, like I don't know how to pass exams. Too many guys try to test me over my career, see what happened if I really clap back.
I just love this too many guys trying to test me because it's amazing. Not only do I need to move when I hear it, I can also relate. Too many people trying to test me with this kind of good music and I might just snap. I might just snap, I'm telling you. One more thing, or two, or maybe even three, that I really appreciate about Breton is, one, his Discord server. Even the names on the channel are just absolute art. Love it. Perfect. Also, number two, his signature Eia, that I just will not be able to make sound as cool as he does. He usually uses it for like ad-libs, but also every comment under reaction to his songs, he starts with an Eia. And we love us some consistency. And three, one of my favorite things from the entire Nerdcore community is Schwabity's TikTok, where Breton is just begging Alexa to please play one of Rustage's songs, and she just can't understand him, and the rest of the guys are just friggin' losing it. So cute. It makes my heart do that little, you know, like sparkle emoji. This friendship is to last forever on, forever and ever. You go, my dudes. To all of you, my listeners, I highly, highly encourage you to go comment under every single one of his songs. You go, Bird Tiny. Get those friends. Oh, really? Oh, shit. I messed it up again, didn't I? Oh, I'm such a klutz. Breton boy. So sorry. So sorry. Now, for real. I haven't talked to too many people in the community, but when I say Breton boy is one of the most pleasant to talk to out of the bunch, you better believe me. So, not only he is super, super nice, he also does great music, so what's your excuse for not listening to him now? Yeah, I thought so. Get it moving, sport. Anyway, moving on to the first female artist in this series that I highly, highly admire. If you guessed Hala CG, in case you can't read the description, otherwise it's cheating, fam. You were correct. You are winning my unconditional gratefulness for still listening. Now, if you're wondering, how is Hala the first woman I have on here? It's because not only are female rappers or singers a little rare in this community, they also will most likely be appearing or featured in different episodes according to the grouping. But I know that all of you are super patient and can do it, so now, on to Hala.
Tagging white sun, light space python, and eight fights strung in a high sun. Five stars like girder with them heavy bars. Travel far with the goal, working hard. I'ma be a champion. Play it right and make it rain. And there's you saying your training's been need to multi-train. Gotta bring an A-game if you wanna step to me. And I'll meme you when I hit you with a thing of face. Challenging the best and set entrance to resemblance. Beat out other teams, beat if I gotta be on pheasant. Recorder, exporter, gotta stuff set on the web. And testing the best in the area to strengthen. Hitching out cheats like a gal's playing Amoongus. It's Gen V, getting evolved exclusive. Ain't gonna fail, take a seat or move over. Got him on ropes and I'll win for you, Nova.
Even though Hala is mostly a singer, she does rap here and there. And to be honest, I'm glad she doesn't do it more often because my heart just couldn't take that. She's just too awesome. Sometimes when it comes to women that make music, I can have a hard time recognizing all of them just by their voices because a lot of them are somewhat high-pitched sopranos, which sound very, very similar in some cases. To be fair, that absolutely is not a bad thing. In fact, you will see in the future how hard I stan some sopranos. I don't have a perfect pitch. I cannot tell if Hala is a soprano or lower. I think it is. She is either an alto or a mezzo soprano, but I can't really tell. But her voice has a grip. Like, it can sing you to sleep, but it can also grab you and throw you onto a stone building. In fact, I could ask her to step on me while singing and would probably still thank her afterwards. But to my defense, just so you know that I'm not weird, or maybe I am, but to my defense, I'm sure y'all would do the same.
Cause it's even humans if they're really far from free. Others feel they can't
given all I got.
You see what I mean? And like, I really appreciate the fact that even though women are in a lesser portion of the community, she doesn't really succumb to the pressure of like doing a face reveal. Like, we love a queen that goes at her own pace. If you by any chance hear this, Lahala, please just know that your voice and your talent is just so much more than enough for the people who actually enjoy your music. I mean, the talent alone that this person holds is absolutely breathtaking. It always takes me by surprise when I hear a well-written nerdcore song, because I realize how hard it is to actually make a song in general. And for her to always, always, always embody a character so well in her music is simply astonishing to me. Especially when she does it in a song that you just cannot stop listening to, can't get it out of your head. Which brings me to my all-time favorite. This melody is just so catchy. Like, the harmonies and vocals, it's as if an angel was whispering directly into my ears. I want to cry when I hear it, but also sing along, although I'm currently kind of losing my voice a little here. She also works extremely hard on getting the songs sound exactly right, and you can see on her Twitter how much she worries for everything to be perfect. And I really appreciate and love to see people being dedicated to their craft and also wanting other people to enjoy it. It's sweet because not only you can see that she loves what she does, she also cares a lot for, you know, the people listening. And just, Hala, so amazing, so underrated, so sweet. And I am honestly so, so angry that you are still not listening to her. So now, how about you go and find her on YouTube? I'll wait. You done yet? Good. Let me cool down a little and move on to the last edition of the episode on Criminally Underrated, Zach B.
I was willing to help, suggest that I pick a starter that I should keep to myself. Ready, I'm no beginner, will never run out of health. Level up by the second, cause so much damage is dealt. No doubt, I'll be the greatest trainer ever created. I can never be stopped, to show them humiliation. Cause I do it a lot, my party's always amazing. I'm not the one who they anticipated. Dropping every bar like gold, it was so cold. At the peak, I can barely even feel my toes. Weak, everybody that I see is toast. At a feat that would never even be that close. And I'll clean up the match, to show them who's laughing. Max out my speed, to get the first action. I beat two regions, that was just practice. They only got half of my 16 badges.
Now, I don't even know where to start, to be fair. So, I guess the first thing we'll tackle will be his voice and the way he works with it. I mean, how? I honestly don't even know, how does God award you with such an entertaining voice? But also, how do you learn to work with it in such way? You need to get every breath right, enunciate the right syllables at the right time to get it to hit this hard every single time. And that's just pure voice work skill. I admire that so much. Every time I hear Zach rap, I'm so jealous of not being a man, honestly. This is one of my very few gender envies, because it just sounds absolutely awesome in his pitch. I mean, maybe I could do it too, but will it sound at least half as cool? I don't know, y'all let me hear your opinions. To be clear, I found Zach through his features, but was later brought to his own channel by curiosity, and I gotta say, I do not regret it one bit. It was just a coincidence, although those don't really exist, but I came across one of his most touching songs, or the most touching songs in general that I've ever heard. I'll put it up with the feature of Sailor Your Love as well, because although the episode isn't focused on her this time, she just nailed making me cry in every single way possible.
getting late, but just a few more minutes. It's not like I had much to say, but I'm just glad you listened. And I can tell you weren't fake to me, no, you were different. It's sad you had to pack your stuff and leave, I wish you didn't. Don't show enough appreciation for the ones I should. I wanna tell them how I feel, but I just wish I could. Getting so lost inside a thought, am I misunderstood? It's not too often that I blossom with a lot of good. Although I would, but can't find words to address it. Look, it's a curse and a blessing. I see the walls and they're closing in. It feels worse to confess it. And with my family and friends, I don't need to work for acceptance. We need to cherish these moments and search for building connections. Instead, we'll hide in the shade, worried of what they might say. And lock ourselves in our minds, just like we do every day. Like I've been reaching a limit and think I'm due for a change. But even then, I think that I'm gonna stay. I'll be okay.
At the time of listening to the song, I was going through some tough things. And when I say I cried 20 times listening to this, I might be saying it too small of a number. Because I haven't felt so understood and encouraged by a song in a long, long time. And this just came straight for the feels. What I really, really appreciate about Zach is the songs he makes are never just songs. He always hides this deeper meaning behind everything he does, and yes, it sometimes does catch you by surprise when you realize, but in the absolute best way possible. You might not believe me or think this is just cap, but if you ever listen to the breathtaking lyric he writes, you'll find out that I'm right. Everyone gets that. You just take a quick peek at the comment section under, let's say, Heart and Soul, and have no doubt, the talent in there just cannot be denied. You can hear it, right? You can hear how amazing Zach is at what he does. If there is one thing you should absolutely take from this episode, it is to check him out. He really be wildin'. I'm so glad that people are actually vibing with my introductions to these artists. It means the world to me that you actually care to take a listen. If you have an artist or a topic that you would like to suggest, you can always do so in my Discord server. You can also find the invites and basically all of my and the podcast socials on nerdoutspace.card.co, as in CEO. If you wish to be more involved in the making of this podcast, you can also take a peek at my Patreon. Oh, and look out, because your girl might try streaming soon, and I think the earth will quake. It was lovely ranting to you today, my dear travelers. You, as always, have been an absolute delight of an audience. I've been Nina, without much of a change, and you, my dear travelers, have successfully leveled up in the game of Nerd Out Space.